In the studio with us, with Bill and Wendy, is Patrick McDonald, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com.
Irish much?
I wonder, Irish with the name Patrick McDonald, is there some Irish somewhere way back, way back, maybe?
Yes.
Maybe?
Look at what he's wearing.
You look like a human
McDonald.
Crayon, a green crayon.
The first McDonald came here in 1858.
From what county?
One single guy. Cork, I believe.
Yeah. Cork. You say it, Cork.
Yeah, Cork. My father should call in and tell me where we come from.
So Irish on both sides.
No, my mother is Slovak.
Is she really?
Yeah, 100% full-bred Slovak, yeah.
So you're just Shirish like the rest of us. Chicago Irish.
But, we will also have you review films on Slovak Day.
Very good.
I promise we will call you that day.
What is that?
What is it?
I know it's coming up. I know it's coming up soon.
Chicago's a big Slovak town.
Oh, it is. I know it is.
Blessings to that community, by the way.
You wanted to talk about some of your favorite Irish films.
Yes.
We'll get to what is coming out in theaters, but there have been some very, very fine films about Ireland and the people of Ireland, right?
I kind of focused on some of the quasi-modern ones, let's say in the last 25 years. You know, I like the films that have a little Catholic burden on them.
Sure. So why wouldn't you?
Last year's Brooklyn really did it for me.
No, yeah.
And the Calvary from the year before did it for me as well.
Remind me what the Calvary is.
Calvary was a film about a priest who had found out a secret from one of the townspeople and literally had to go around town with the burden of that secret as he climbs his own Mount Calvary. Of course, Calvary is symbolic for the mountain where Jesus was crucified. For those of you who wondered at home,
I think I saw that. That was a little bit of a whodunit.
Yes,
right, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, it was sort of a whodunit, and it was a confession that he had to deal with personally.
Yeah.
And you saw the townspeople as he made his journey.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And Brendan Gleeson was the actor who played the.
You know how I figured out, and I have to say semi-spoiler alert on this, I figured out who the killer was by the billing at the beginning of the movie of which actors were in the movie, because there's an actor who's not in the movie much, but he got second billing, and I went, well, that guy must be the murderer, because he hardly shows up at all in the movie, but he got top bill or second to top billing.
That's right.
Yeah.
They just went for the guiltiest person in town, and they couldn't determine it by the Irish. So, and The Snapper. Did you like The Snapper?
Roddy Doyle?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
loved it.
Oh, I love that movie, too.
That's one of the movies, I believe, where, and I know it's dated, I think it takes place in the 60s or the 70s, but aren't there a lot of pregnant women smoking scenes?
Yes,
Smoking and drinking.
Now we know it's bad, but a lot of our parents...
Yeah.
There was a comedy album from the early 60s that I once heard. It was about, having children because everybody did back then, and as opposed to now.
Right.
But they were talking about having champagne to celebrate because the doctor said it was okay.
Yeah. How about that?
And, tar and nicotine helps too.
Listen, I like to drink more than anyone, and I did not drink at all during my pregnancies or smoke.
Yeah,
of course.
It's not that hard to do.
All right.
But boy, when the baby's born,
that make up for lost time.
Where's
the Commitments?
Mother?
You mentioned The Commitments, which is
a great soundtrack. It really is good.
Can I throw one your way?
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen this. Did you ever see the movie The Secret of Rowan Inish?
No.
Please find that movie. You'll love it.
All right.
It's half fairy tale, half believable, but it's a really enjoyable Irish movie.
Now, The Quiet Man, have you
seen
that?
John Ford's The Quiet Man.
That's pretty much the essential one.
God, listen to the filmgoers here. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
If you've not seen it, it's John Wayne proving, because people always say, well, John Wayne can't really act. He's just a big, larger-than-life figure. But when you see him in this movie, he can act. It's him and Victor McLaughlin.
Yes, and Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah, it's really good.
And what's that called again?
The Quiet Man.
Should be on Turner Classics tonight.
Turn your volume way down when you watch it.
I actually have heard of that and The Commitments. That was all I've heard of that you guys mentioned.
Yeah,
that's right.
Both really good. Patrick McDonald is here to talk about films. I'll tell you what's opening this weekend, what you should see and what you shouldn't. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Patrick McDonald is here, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com, FilmAutonomy.com, and chief guide for the Chicago Film Tour. You can go to ChicagoFilmTour.com. It will be starting up again soon, right?
Yes, April 2nd, first weekend in April.
Before we get to this week's movies, Patrick, I know you have a little inside information on this.
Yes.
The Star Wars group is making some offshoot movies.
Yes, they
Not just the movies that are part of the Star Wars lineage, but little side stories, and one of them has to do with Han Solo, and they have narrowed down the acting field. There will be five actors who are now in contention
yes.
to play young Han Solo. What do you know about this?
Well, I interviewed one of them yesterday. The new movie coming out next week, Everybody Wants Some, a quasi-remake of Dazed and Confused. First thing I did for these young lads was to bring my actual picture from 1980 in my dorm room and give it to them.
Oh.
Nice. That's very nice.
I just said, nailed it, Pat, 1980.
Yep.
So, one of those guys is Blake Jenner, and he is the lead actor in Everybody Wants Some. He's the main focus in the movie. It's an ensemble piece, but he's the focus, and he could not talk about any
They swarm
elements.
To secrecy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he says...
But this is one of those roles, and I know actors want any parts in movies, that's why that's good for business, but especially if you play the lead in a Star Wars movie, that's a catapult
that's
of fame and fortune, right?
Yep. Yeah. That's $20 million a picture, baby.
Wow. So when will they make their decision? Probably soon. They're
yes,
shooting
I would
soon.
I would say very soon.
Yep.
But it is down to Alden Renwick from... Enrique from Hail Caesar, Jack Rayner from Transformers Age of Extinction, Taron Egerton from The Kingsman, The Secret Service, Jack O'Connor from Unbroken, and the aforementioned Blake Jenner. So those
and
are the
Miles
five.
Teller, right? Did you say
well,
that?
Well, yeah. I guess on the outside, there's Miles Teller and Logan Lerman from Percy and
right.
the Lightning.
So none of those names are huge names now, but if they get this role,
right.
we'll all certainly know who they
it's
are.
It's a catapult to stardom, my friend, just all like right. I being on Bill and Wendy.
Sure, it's the same thing. Let's talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend, Patrick.
All right.
Eye in the Sky.
Eye in the Sky, excellent military film about our modern drone warfare. It all comes down to a bit of morality as they sit in their seats far away and decide whether to blow up a house with possible terrorists in them. So this is, it reminded me of Failsafe. There was a lot of morality in the movie Failsafe when they went beyond the zone and they were heading to Moscow to drop the bomb. And it's just, it's the same sort of atmosphere, very tense, a lot of people involved, including world leaders. And it's done step by step, directed by Galvin Hood, which who I interviewed, and he really had a passion for this film, and I think it's excellent. It stars Helen Mirren, of all people.
I love her.
As the colonel who is making the decisions in the war room.
Oh.
She had one piece of clothing for the movie, and it was a military garb, and she was quite taken aback by that.
Yeah.
But she looks good in it. She looks good in everything.
Well, yeah, what doesn't she look good in?
And it's Alan Rickman's final role.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. And he has a great last line. Everybody's going to be very happy with this last appearance on screen. A nice 4 out of 5 for Eye in the Sky.
It's sometimes rough to see the work of an actor who had recently died.
Yep.
I remember
James
we talked about that with James Gandolfini.
Yes.
That
yes.
It was bittersweet to watch any actor or actress in their last role,
yes.
you know, because you think about the legacy of their work and how it's coming to an end.
Right, and you never know how that movie will turn out. So at least with Rickman, he got a pretty great film to go out with.
There's
a nice
another,
role.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Another Divergent movie. I think this is,
yes.
is this the final of the Divergent
yes,
movies?
Yes, this is the third chapter of it, but they're splitting it into two movies a la Harry Potter.
And this one is called Detergent, am I reading this
yes,
right?
Yes, right. Yeah?
I'll
right.
see it finally. They should have a double feature with Joy.
Hello.
Yes,
hello. Hi-yo. Yes, it's Allegiant. They got away from the Divergent Insurgent.
They did.
Resurgent.
Yeah.
Rhyming.
Allegiant.
Allegiant.
And does this one also take place in Chicago? Because the earlier ones, yeah?
It does. Chicago is what I don't understand about the movie ever, of the three I've seen, is that the buildings are crumbling in it, and nobody's into real estate anymore.
Right.
In the post-apocalyptic, you'd think some squatter like the guy Streeter, who made Streeterville, would own the city.
Fix it up, make it look nice.
Making a Mad Max sort of thing. But,
yeah.
you know, it just is running out of steam.
Oh.
This series is simply running out of steam. Shailene Woodley is the main, hero named Triss. And in each and every movie, they use her in a different way. And in this one, she's sort of in the background. You know, I don't know. It's just a lot of green screen stuff. And Jeff Daniels playing a CEO again. Apparently, he's going to retire playing a CEO, ironically.
He's been doing that quite a bit.
Yes, yeah. He has.
Yeah. All right. So my guess is you're not going to give this a very high ranking.
Two and a half out of five.
And you need to have seen, this is one where you kind of need to have seen the previous movies to understand what's going on.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Or, you know, be a fan of the novels and go in that way. I mean, there are so many fans of the novels. In fact, I did do an interview for this, and the woman who was coming in was concerned because she's one of the, like, quasi villains in the novel. So she wants everybody to know that she's a good human being.
All right.
That would be Nadia Hilker.
Yeah.
Up and she got the role by sending an audition tape. She was a German actress. It was total luck. She was in L.A. for a pilot. Her management set her up with the audition, and
that's
she
a
got
great
the
story.
Role.
I love hearing awesome. That happens. Yeah. Give us one more quick one.
One more of
the bronze.
Melissa Rauch from Big Bang Theory. She plays Bernadette on the Big Bang Theory. This is her first breakout movie. She plays a gymnast who got the bronze the 2004 Olympics. And kind of takes her hometown to task for it, pretends she's a hero all the time, and has to come to a transition on that.
Comedy or drama?
Is a comedrama.
Comedrama?
Dramedy?
More comedy. Yeah. More comedy than drama. So, but unfortunately, it didn't work for me. I did talk to Melissa, though, and she's delightful. So
Did you scold her, or how did you treat her?
Up from 2.5 to 3 out of 5.
Because you talked to her?
Because I talked to her.
All right, that's fair. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. It's
Happy
Patrick
St.
McDonald.
Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of Chicago.
Patrick, of course, the film critic over at HollywoodChicago.com and FilmAutonomy.com. If you want the tours, which are starting up very, very soon, ChicagoFilmTour.com or 312-593-4455.
Thanks,
for information. You're welcome. We'll take a break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.